I'm glad that you have returned today on these lessons on trials and temptation. Peter, in his first letter, he said these words, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to test you, as though some strange thing happen unto you." The fiery trials, which is to test you, Peter says. We all go through a testing. You know that car manufacturers, when they come up with a new car, before it goes out to the public, before it is displayed for sale, it goes through trial runs in order to test the car to see if it meets up with the manufacturer's standards and to see if this car in its present condition is able to withstand the wear and tear of everyday use. Let me give you a personal example. I have a license to operate those huge cranes that you see on construction jobs. You've seen them on TV. You've seen pictures of them in magazines. They are huge cranes. The position of a crane operator carries with it a great responsibility. The lives of others are at stake. For years, you didn't have to have a license to operate these cranes. It was as though anyone who said they were an operator could hop in the seat and start to work. But many accidents happened, which was determined to be operator's error. So the industrial community came together and devised a plan to test operators. They came up with the rules of safety that would govern the operation of this particular piece of equipment. They set out to test those who claimed that they were operators. And so the testing began. They were difficult. They wanted to know if the person who says they were operators actually knew the correct and safe method of operation. Not only was I tested in such a way, but every 5 years I had to be retested so that they would know that I was continuing in the safe rules that govern the operation of these cranes. I often wondered why I should be retested. If 5 years earlier I knew how to do it right, why should I not know how to do it today? Well, because once I passed the test and got my license 5 years earlier, I quit reading the laws and rules which govern the safe operation of these machines. And as the time would go on, we would let them slip from our memory and we would drift back into the old unsafe way. So, in order to prevent that, they have a retesting every 5 years. Before I took the first test, I got into all of those rules and regulations. I learned them. I recited them. I memorized them. And when the day of testing came, I just sailed right through that test. That's almost how it is with Christians. When they first get saved, they get into the book. They read and reread. They memorize certain scriptures. But as time goes on, they leave the old book on the shelf and turn their attentions to other things. And their memory fails them on the scriptures that once kept them on the straight and narrow path. And because of this, I believe God has set a retesting for each of His saints. Don't you remember some things that you thought that you had the victory over? You sought God, you studied His Word, and with His help, you overcame those problems. And now, years later, you find yourself facing the same trials, the same testings, as though it was a retesting, which in actuality is a retesting. These huge cranes capable of lifting hundreds of tons of material have been tested by the manufacturer. Yet, if it becomes broken and disabled, it will not be put back into service until the brokenness has been renewed or replaced. And then, after the replacement, after the renewment, it is tested again. The entire crane goes under a rigorous test, which exceeds by 10% what the crane was originally designed for. This rigorous testing is to go beyond what's expected of its everyday activities. God will retest us. Many times I've been tested on things that I thought I had overcome. These testings come to us to keep us in the book, to keep us aware of the rules and regulations of the kingdom of God. I can also liken the test the Christian goes through as the test that I endured during my educational years. I learned that I was not only tested every 6 weeks, and at the end of the year, I soon discovered that all year long was a test to test me for the big test. Every day I was tested on whether I would stay in the book, whether I would learn the precepts of the lesson. Every day, prepared me for the great test. I remember the 8 years that I spent in the elementary level. And I know every day of those years was to test me for the big test, to see whether I would be elevated to the high school level. Friend, you will never be elevated to a higher level until you have mastered the test that's on the elementary level. God is seeking those to promote, to be warriors, to be intercessors, to be sheep feeders and fishers of men. You're being tested.